Blog Talk Radio. This is a story about control. Female control. Control of everything. So let's go and grab it.
Let's get it, girl. We're controlling this.
Much needed break from just everything, and I was able to relax today. I hope you were, but now I'm ready to have some fun. I got my boy, my partner for the night, Key West, in the building. I had a storm. If y'all don't know what the storm means, I had a storm. It's exactly what it sounds like. They are in the center in a storm. It's about to go down. Shout out to Vinny Blanco. I was chilling with him earlier today during my little break day. We wrote a little song called Why You Ain't Wearing No Panties.
Wow.
We're going to record it later on. Like, I love Vinny. That's my nigga. Cool as shit. What you mean, wow?
What? I just, the topic, I mean, the name of the song.
Yeah, it is a wild song.
I like the name of the song.
I like the name of the song, too. And I'm going to do a song with Lou Ryder called Throw Your Panties At Me.
Wow.
You know, Jamie, I don't know why nobody, I think it's a good topic, like panties and bras and stuff like that. Because for me,
I think it's a good topic too.
I think it is too. And then, like, I'm getting ready to help out and design my own panties. I'm going to design my own panties and bras and garter belts and thigh highs and maybe some Kims, maybe some boy shorts, some what they call them, boxer panties. You can, like, show your panties a little bit. I want to also do a song called Show Your Panties. What'd you say?
I said, once again, you get a wow.
You funny. No, I'm just saying, like, fuck this damn computer. I'm just saying, like, it's nothing wrong with it. We're going to do a whole big promotion. Of course, it's all because June 6th. I'm giving back June 6th for the Diamond Spotlight. I know we got the next one is this Sunday, May 2nd. It's going down Mill Creek Tavern every first Sunday. Music event, Pamper Party. It's going to be official. But the promotion leading up to June 6th is crazy. We're going to give away all the Victoria's Secret panties and bras and stuff. Maybe I'll have mine fixed up by then and I can give away some fire crotch drawers or something. Well, I don't know what I'm going to call my stuff. Not fire crotch. That's not good. That's not sexy. That's like some Jamaican disease or something. Like, you got
wow.
That fire crotch.
Yeah, how about we come up with another name?
We will call it Honest Thongs.
Wow.
We will, like I said, June 6th, I'm welcoming Lou Ryder, special ass, to Philly. We're going to give away some Victoria's Secret. He's going to come perform, invite a couple of artists to come perform and network. We just have a real good time. I'm looking forward to that. You looking forward to that?
Of course. I'm always looking forward to everything.
That's what's up. You real, 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 real optimistic, brother. Like, you cool as hell.
Yeah,
one thing about you, Key West, I be noticing, like, the people around you, like, are really, really fortunate because you're such a giving guy. Like, I'm being 100. Like, I've seen and I've known you for a couple years now, and I just definitely wish I could have, like, a round of applause effect or something right now. Like, clap your hands for Key West. He's a good person.
I just did it for myself. That was so cool.
I give you something too. We got to do it together. Seriously though, you definitely looked out for people. And I need your help tonight, too. But
I got you.
People have been fortunate, I think.
I'm getting out of bed right now.
Yo, if you're not in bed right now, I don't know where you at. Because especially in the Philly area, we got all this rain and thunder and lightning. This is like,
exactly. It's
how the hell am I on the show? I should be fucking right now. And cuddled up or something. Be cuddled up with my boo. Huh?
I love it.
I'm joking. but no, I'm joking. But everybody do say that this is the type of weather for, you know, being with your boo.
True that.
I'm scared of thunder. That's why I had to turn the TV up real loud, all the music up. I'll be having no time for that, those big old noises. Shocking me. No, seriously, I really don't. But we're going to get into the show. I'm going to, I might as well ask you the topic question for the night since I got you on the phone.
What would that be?
Oh, I thought I sent it to you. All right, well then, for the first time.
I know I probably did, but like, I've been You know, I just got off the road, so I was half sleep off.
Yeah, you had a busy long trip. How was your? Well, we'll talk about that. Your weekend trip. You did some networking, didn't you?
Always.
But no, the topic for the night that I was saying is what turns you off like a song. Like, you know what I mean? Like for me, sometimes when people are like so dry, like a song, you'd be like, what the hell? Where are you going? I hate this shit. I mean, I'd be like I literally get angry. Like, I'd be like, what the fuck was that? Like a song that you can't get no reaction out. Why the fuck am I?
Yeah, I feel you.
I smell cigarettes.
You what? You got what?
I said I smell cigarettes. I don't know. I don't smoke cigarettes. I'm sorry. But no.
So off the topic.
What turned you off about a song? And then, you know, I have the little, we go off and we have a sexual topic also. And I want to know what turns you on. Do you have, like, you know how some people just have, oh, I love light skin, or oh, I love big asses, or oh, I love long hair, or whatever. Turn you on me. No. Huh?
ITS or ITZ?
ITS.
You know what I'm talking about.
What is it? ITS.
Blog talk.
Oh, yeah, ITS. Oh, yeah, no. I'm like, how the fuck does that answer the question? I'm sitting here thinking, like, maybe this is an inside joke. I'm supposed to know this. Me and him are private. I'm supposed to know what he's talking about right now, and I really don't. But no. Yeah, fuck all. You remember.
Yeah.
But no, but no, I was saying, like, Now, everybody who calls in tonight and people who are listening in, when I say turn on, I don't mean like, oh, yeah, I like him because he wears a blue shirt, or, yeah, she looks nice in black. You know, I'm talking about turned on, like ready to go, like there. Like, oh, my goodness, it gets you excited. Like, for me, it's just eyebrows. Like, I have this thing about, like, a man's eyebrows being, like, real thick and shit. That shit turns me the fuck on. And if I'm looking down at you while you eating me out of something, too, oh,
wow.
Jeez.
Wow.
Damn. This is, like,
super graphic. Wow.
We are on the Philly Shy Internet Radio Show where we could cuss.
My
Megabit. Okay. You know what, Keyword? Oh, you under the bus. Yeah. It's a good for a change.
Yeah, I got quiet, right?
I'll take the fall. Oh, yeah. I'm the big bad guy. I'm the big bad guy on Philly Shine tonight, okay? Honest Fire is a bad one. We're going to have a For the Love Honest Fire coming soon. The female Ray J.
Oh, man.
That don't even sound right, Key West.
What?
Why are you acting timid tonight?
I don't know. I'm having sleep.
Something calmed you down? What's got you all calmed down?
Hey, okay. You. You drawing right now.
How am I drawing? You about to come. Ooh, I'm telling. Who over there with you? Let me find the little Monica Lewinsky under the desk. What's going on?
Ah, you are too funny. You are just so hilarious.
You know what, Key West? You acting real, real coy tonight. And I'm just going to play your song. I want to play your song so you can stop this coy shit.
What coy? What, you saying I'm being like coy? What's coy?
Coy is like another word for
like,
shy and shit.
I'm not being shy. I'm never shy.
You never shy? You just tired tonight?
I don't know. It's been an eventful day.
All right, you know what? You're giggling. What are you trying to say? Huh?
You trying to get me to say on the air. You is funny. No, I'm not doing it.
Mm-mm.
No. I'm not getting myself in trouble.
Why would you get in trouble for what? You didn't do anything wrong. Keyword.
Let's really
get a chance to just let loose. Philly Shine is a place where you feel comfortable. You know what I mean?
Be funny.
No. I want you to be
like, no.
I want you comfortable, Key West, because we normally have fun. You're my co-host for right now.
Yeah,
and I don't need you acting timid. You know what I'm saying?
No, if
a girl called up and was like, yo, Key West, I will choke on your dick right now. I mean, I don't want you to be all coy about it. Like, you could tastefully turn her down or whatever, but I'm just saying, like, I don't want you to act here
because
anything can happen.
You know what? You going in. But
anything can happen on the show. Anything can happen. Last Thursday, was it 3 days ago? It went in. Oh, shit. Oh, yeah. Speaking of Thursday, that's what happened on Thursday.
You funny.
All right. So, Key West is in agreement. He's going to relax. We're going to listen to some music. He did this crazy track to that. She got that fire beat. I'm going to find out where the fuck this cigarette smell is coming from because it's got me feeling nervous. Like,
why are you feeling nervous because of a cigarette?
I mean, is it my neighbors? But, like, why do I smell it in my apartment? People don't be insulating shit, right? The fuck? I don't know. Smoke is never good. It's smoking. It'd be fire. But I don't know. I guess a cigarette is fine. It ain't going to hurt nobody. All right, back to the show. All right, we having some fun. Make sure y'all call up. We're going to have some fun and actually get Key West to answer the question after we listen to
the
song.
What's the question?
Oh, I said, what turns you on sexually? And then what turns you off about, like, a song? Like,
turns me on sexually.
On, not just I like red lipstick or that it makes me happy. I'm talking about shit that makes you attention happy. Like, turn.
I mean, it don't take much. She just gotta be breathing. Like, just be alive and not ugly. Like, and I'm there.
He was there. He says, all right, everybody. She's got that fire. Can we listen to that song, please?
Yes, ma'am. Here you go.
I request that joint all the time.
Take her out, cause she's so fine. Down on my knees and ask my Lord to keep me clear from the devil, cause my girl, she's on fire. Yeah, I hear what I was saying, so cool.
Yeah, come on, listen. Shorty gotta be the baddest chick around, from her feet to the top of her crown. Always fly, always chill with the smell good. That's why I gotta bless her with this good wood. She's on fire for me. Fuck my face if you please. Keep it sexy's the key, and I drop to my knees. That pussy's gooder than a motherfucker, and when I'm in it, get me harder than a motherfucker. That's cause she keep it tight and wetter than a motherfucker. No others on her level, none near a motherfucker. She got them packs up in the right places. I like to lick them, kiss them, make her make them nasty faces. You know it's feeling good, you know it's feeling right. I hope you got a sitter, cause I want you all night. The head keep it down, the ass it must stay up. I'm going in, that's how I like to fuck. You say you like it rough, tug at your hair a little. I flip you on your back, I want to work the middle. I hit it harder. I want to see them titties bounce. You yell your dick's the best, it's thicker than a 20 ounce. I know you thirsty, baby, come and drink this Pepsi. On 69, let's go, I hope your ass is ready. Girl, I know you about it. I know you about it. You ready for daddy?
Yeah, I'm ready for daddy.
I know you is.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that ass is on fire.
It is, baby.
I'm a bad, I'm a man. Kerosene, he's on fire. Put her out. As a matter of fact, take her out. Got on my knees and that's my love that keep me clear from the devil, cause my girl.
Come and kiss my tummy. I tear that ass up. You think I fuck for money? I'm gonna put it down. I'm gonna put it in. My sex drive crazy, girl. I hope you bring a friend. I'll lick your clit for fun. I'll even toss your salad. So come and take a ride. I bet you add some mileage to your sexy ass. Come and mount my stallion. I'll leave that pussy swollen and now happy smiling. I know she's on fire.
So now that everybody's loosened up, we're going to take some callers, see what's good with you, see if you want to get in on the topic. We keep it both spectrums. Like, if you want to answer the sexual topic, you can. If you want to go into the musical one, you can. We just want to keep it entertaining a little bit. And, yes, I am playing music from some of the performers for Diamond Spotlight this Sunday. I'm going to definitely run that B-Dot Holla track back. I love it, Joy. It's sounding real good on here. Real good. But, Wes.
Yes, ma'am.
Who's our first caller we have? Let's go to that private caller, see if they want to say hi.
You
want
to go to private caller?
Private caller. You press star 67. You must be important. How are you tonight? Welcome to Philly Shine. Oh, damn. How you treat me? All right.
I don't think they want to talk.
It's all right. It's all right. Hey, you seen I gave him a nice warm welcome this time, and I didn't even treat him like the callers get normally treated. Get him the Iggy button or whatever. But it's cool. Much love to you, private caller. Yeah, that's somebody else's word. Much love to you, caller. Tell everybody else to call in and shout out and show off on Felicia. But let's keep it moving. Who's the next caller we have?
We got 973. 24. I'm trying to bring them in. 973-242.
Welcome to Philly Shine. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
What's up, Honest? This is DJ Prophet.
DJ Prophet, what's good, bro? How you been?
I've been good. Chilling. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up. Represent Ohio. That's good. What's good with Blade Brown? How's he been?
Blade is still jumping, you know, doing his thing. You know, we did a single for him that's just really been taking off, going crazy.
Give us some websites for update real fast before I ask you the topic question.
All right. Basically, I got my .com up now. It's basically called thatbounce.com, DATS.
Wait a minute, I can't hear you. Can you speak up a little bit? It sounds like you're far away from the phone or something.
Give me a second. Give me 1 second.
Oh, all right, we're going to give him 1 second.
Got a little better?
Yeah, he sound better. Go ahead.
All right. My website now is that's thatbounce.com, DATS,
DATBOUNCE.com. MySpace.com / official DJ Prophet. Blades is Blade DBM 2. I want to say the number 2. And basically the music is on there. It's a song that's just going bananas right now. It's called You Here, featuring Brand New.
All right, well, we're going to definitely check it out. Now, since you're a DJ, I'm just going to ask you the music topic. What turns you off about a song? Like, you're like, man, fuck that song. Or like, you don't feel as passionate like that, because, like, sometimes that's what I say it. You know what I mean? Most people don't use the same type of language I do. But what would you say, like, turns you off on the song, from a song?
Well, really, I would probably say, you know, like the chemistry of the song, you know what I'm saying? Like everything got to fit. Like, in my opinion, you can't have a strong-ass beat and then a whack-ass lyricist, you know what I'm saying? Or you can't have a strong-ass lyricist with a whack-ass beat, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's just like the chemistry of the song. They both got to mesh. It both has to be that equal 50-50 in order for it to, you know, turn into what it's, you know what I'm saying, what it's going to be.
I feel you. What else is that? Chill with us, Prophet. I'm gonna hold off on you, and after the show gets warmed up, and then I'm gonna ask you what gets you turned on. Fair enough.
That's cool.
All right, cool.
You know what I'm saying? I was here at the beginning of the show. I was able to hear all about them panties, you know. And,
oh yes.
Panties and my man.
Yes.
You know,
it's whole. Yeah, we will talk about the whole promo.
Yeah, he said, as long as she breathing, you know what I'm saying? As long as she breathing, that's what he said. That put a smile on my face right there. So, you know, yeah, I'm going to
put a
smile on that.
Oh, no. Don't give us the answer yet. Hold on, Prophet. We're going to hold
on. As long as she breathing and not ugly.
He's going to be at attention. You're going to see this. I'm going to shut up. All right, Kiwas, who's the next caller that we have? I was about to shut the fuck up. They're not shut up. I got control. One thing I got, y'all, is self-control. I really do. We're controlling this. I got that. Who's the next caller we got, Wes?
We got 267-257.
Welcome to Philly Shine. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Siren.
Hey, girl. Welcome back to the show.
I'm about to go into attack mode. What's up, girl?
See, I knew he was going to get QS out of his little box. His box of Quay Swedish fish.
Oh, I'm glad I can do that, because I heard you was acting all coy and whatnot.
Or
them guy. I was listening.
I want
agging
coy, you know, like, my swag is ridiculous.
All right, you know what? It's cool. Did you hear the voice that Key West had? He just changed his voice, so he's on Philly Shine Pop. Welcome back to the show, Siren, the lovely hip hop artist, my special guest for the Diamond Spotlight this Sunday. Get it in. She definitely had them hot ass bars the last show. We had a ball.
Yes,
we did have a ball. Yes,
learned
I'm trying to answer
things these. About everybody.
No,
you
what's
said
the,
what?
Siren? What'd you say, Key West?
I said we definitely learned things about everybody.
We learned a lot about everybody. We learned. She's so damn, we learned.
We learned things.
But, Siren, honey, of course I got to ask you the topic question of the night. Now, we're joined by my friend DJ Prophet from Ohio. And
how you doing?
And so far, whoever's listening online. And definitely, everybody check out buckbanditmagazine.yola.com. Plug my people. But, Siren, what turns you on? And I'm not talking about, you heard how I asked the question. I'm not talking about, oh, I like him, he's strong. I'm talking about panties ready. We still talking about panties.
I mean, besides Key West, you know.
Oh.
Anyway. A couple of things.
All right.
Just a couple of things. I'm going to start with my number one, though. My number one thing in the world that turns me on about a guy, doesn't matter what size, height, weight, if you got sexy-ass lips, like, Like, that shit turns me on.
I'm looking at my Jones like LL right now.
No. Can you give it a description? Is it like big Jay-Z lips? Is it who else got good lips?
Me?
How many men on TV be having lips? Let me think. Ooh, what's his Gucci man? I don't like his music, but I like his lips. You ain't seen his lips? I don't like nothing about his lips.
All right. I know everybody seen B.I.G. movie, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, now the actor, the one that was playing Biggie's manager, the light-skinned one.
Yes.
His lips were sexy. I was like, oh, my God. Yes. Trey
Songz
got nice lips, too.
But Trey Songz, he got little lips. His bottom lip kind of cute. Because he got a little cheap out. But you know what? That's a shame how we don't have that many examples of good looks unless a man ugly. Sometimes a guy be having like, it'd be ugly as shit.
I'm about to upload a picture of my lips and send it to Facebook.
You know what? Yeah, because we need a refresh. Tag both me and Siren in the picture so we can check out your way.
No, y'all ain't earned it.
Whatever.
No, he was. Don't get like that. But no, Siren.
Yes.
What is your second? What's your number two that turns you on? You said lips. You got more. What's your number two?
All righty, now, if a guy does, I like attitude, like, not attitude like, shut the fuck up, but, like, if he real cocky and just, like, yeah, I'm this, I'm that, like, but he don't say it. He just scream it. Like, his body language and everything he do screams it. That shit turns me on, like.
I know. Ain't that hot?
That's hot, too.
I don't like it. I really don't like a guy that has to tell you he's the shit or he's banging.
Yeah.
Or even tell you what other people told you how banging they are. Like, just embellish it. Just take it in. You said what?
Nothing.
What'd you say about smooth stuff? I heard smooth. Smooth is the magic word of today. You just want to pause. Anybody who says smooth, who's calling in, we all got to go crazy.
Remember, like, on Pee-wee, they said the magic word.
No, we all going to make choking noises. Like, you know, choking. We got to play some music, though. We got to play some music.
Yo, moment of silence for Honest Fire.
Don't kill me. I'm going to be good. Chill with a siren because I also want to ask you the music part of the question. We're going to take some more callers, have some fun. Diamond Spotlight is going down next Sunday. It's going so down. It's going to be crazy. I hope everybody bring their A game and just come network and just have a good time. I'm going to go buy like 5,000 flyers as soon as this shit gets done. Shout out to strictlygraphics.com. But I want to play some Baby Doll. I like this song, y'all. That's Miss Popular representing Southwest, B. Holla. You know what I mean? She will come through. She definitely is a humble. Yo, Baby Doll swag is like crazy. Like, I ain't even going to lie. And she don't even. Like, when she get on stage and she rap, yeah, she talk about it, but you got to meet her. That girl swag crazy. Shout out to Baby Doll and her swag. Queen of Swag. That's her new name. Queen fucking Swagger. But play a track for me, Wes.
I got you.
Hello.
Baby doll, bitch, call on that YouTube. She don't like me, but it's cool cause I do this. Me just not being a shit is unusual. You can catch fire to the lungs, that's crucial. Lightweight bitches catch air, I will roof you. About to start rocking La Costa like I used to. I'm always the topic, money in my pocket. Everybody wanna be a rapper, please stop it. Let's get it poppin'. I'm about to take a trip to Russia and some fly ass gear. How the king of Prussia, that's how we do it. Money run through it. Pop bottles in the air. Everywhere it's only you. It's fake stunt. Bitch, you got a problem. Talk to funny. If I see a chicken in me, yeah, I wear the no one. It's fake dumb. Music through my
my heart stays pumping. Anywhere I go and I can hear start jumping. Crying in these average holes, hating lying that bitches like Pinocchio. They like, baby, die your man, where you been at? I've been getting into this bread, where I've been at? I've been calling up the strip like, yo, I need some tech. I have me hooked up on the booth, got an extra hat. Me for the fuck off, yeah, imagine that. These other female rappers, I be laughing. Hustles on twisted, gotta catch bread like 50. Forward is flying through the air, don't stick me. They got so that everybody with me. These socks and low socks like 60 buckets, Louboutin bucket. So they sell me to the gang, gotta keep touching. Hating is nothing, that's a straight zero. I can get this money, can't break it. I'm down high on that, that, and you can't stop.
All right, that was my girl, Baby Doll, B. Dot. Holla, swag all crazy, clean swagger. But we're going to take another caller, see what's good, ask them the topic question, have some fun on Philly Shine. You got me, Key West?
I got you. 510-258.
Welcome, welcome to Philly Shine. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
What's good? What's good? This is Jarrell Muhammad, CEO of Kingdom Great Entertainment. I'm calling from Oakland, California. What's good?
I'm chilling over here on the East Coast. Welcome to the show. How are you tonight?
All is well, all is well. I just seen that you had the show on. I wanted to call in. I'm actually a Rise's business partner, so you know who I am. So, you know,
oh, yes. Yes, I do. Oh, yeah. Welcome to the show. How you been? Yeah, I know who you are. I love that his name sounds familiar, but I like to assume.
Yeah, it's all good. All is well, all is well. I'm actually back in the A now, you know, still, you know, doing some things out here, you know, still doing the music thing and still pushing.
Well, please give us a little update of, give us some websites or something so we can check out his music. Definitely shout out Arise's Twitter. I know we're _ARISE, but, you know, the floor is yours. And then I got to ask you the topic question you called in. It's on. We'll keep it. No, well, I got two topics. If you want to come in the sex topic, you can. Then I got to ask DJ Prophet his question. But, like, you being in the music industry, I have to ask you also the music topic. But go ahead, give us an update on your artist, please, first.
Pretty much.
I want everybody to show off on Philly Shine. We all show off.
Okay, it's all good. Arise is really out of he's really from DC. You know, at this point, we just picked up some bona fide management. Everybody pretty much know who this person is. We don't want to let the cat out the bag yet until everything is official.
Okay, let out the cat. I want to know websites where we can check out his music.
Okay, for sure. MySpace, / Kingdom Gate Records, ENT, or you can check us out at Your Session / Kingdom Gate Kingdom Gate Entertainment. So if you want to listen to all our music, go to yoursession.com/ Kingdom Bay Entertainment. It has pretty much all of Rise's music, all the singles, and a few samples from each album that he's pushing. So
all right. That's what's up. All right. Yeah. Well, yeah, thank you for the update. Now, the topic, well, one of the topic questions for tonight, and then DJ Prophet, don't you even? I got you. But I want to know, on one scale, like, what turns you off from, like, a song or whatever, even if it's something that you have to critique of Arise's or something a person wants you to pay attention to? What turns you off?
You know, I mean, with the music, it all depends on what somebody's talking about. You know what I mean? I mean, everybody, each rapper, they have their own individual style. They got their own individual place where they're coming from. So, I mean, really, if I'm not coming from the same place they're coming from, I'm not going to feel it, but I'm not going to knock their gift because that's what's within them. So, I mean,
no, I'm saying, like, what turns you off from it? Like, you hear this, you're like, man, skip. Like, what would make you, like, if you was listening to a CD, you skipped it?
Talking about the same shit. I mean, talking about the same thing. I mean, pretty much, I mean, to be honest with you, now at this point in time where I'm at, I really don't listen to too much music outside of my artists. I might peep and see what's actually on the radio, because at the end of the day,
that's what I asked you. That's what I asked you. Like, if you're critiquing something of Arises, like if it's something that you hear and you're like, oh, no, I don't like this or whatever. I guess you didn't hear me when I said that, but it's cool. It's cool. He said he don't like to hear the same thing. Don't be monotonous. Like, same thing. You talking about rims and he talking about rims and they're talking about rims. All of them got rims. Boring. He's getting bored. I'm not bored. I'm having fun. Like, I want to have some fun. We going, like I said, I want to take it easy on the brother. It's the first time he calling up. Definitely welcome to Arise. I'm going to have him on the show real soon because I like his music. I'm a fan. But Mr. DJ Prophet,
yo,
you got it going on you now. What turns you on, DJ Prophet?
Makes me ready.
I know Key West said, just breathe and look good.
What got me? Boy, yo, 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 yo. Is that what you're saying?
Why? Sound effect. Get it. We got to have sound effects.
Well, you know, really, it's a combination of things. You know, it's the smell as well as the visual. You know what I'm saying? Like, if she's smelling good and if she's looking good, then that's about all I need. I mean, I'm almost about like where Key West is at, you know what I'm saying? As long as she's breathing and looking good, you know what I'm saying? I'm good. You know what I'm saying? It really ain't real complex for real, you know what I'm saying? As long as she ain't like pushing, you know what I'm saying, like some boundaries, you know what I'm saying, that just ain't supposed to be pushed, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I don't think he really like put it out there. It wasn't specific enough. Like he was kept it specific. This what turns me on. I like it.
What, as long as she breathing is specific.
That was specific.
Well, listen.
That was, even though it was general, I think it was specific. You like, shit, she breathing it, she cute.
Listen, to know me is to know that's very specific.
All right, that's what's up. Well, I mean, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I like it.
I get it.
Like you well.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? I don't like them real hefty. You know what I'm saying?
Basically, what turns you off, all right, this is not hook DJ Prophet up with a girl. I don't want to list the specifics. Like, do you like fat asses? Is that what makes you hard? Do you like long eyelashes? Is that what makes you hard?
And, you know, really, I can't even say not too hefty. I think as long as it's all well proportioned, you know what I'm saying?
You like a girl with a body.
Exactly.
You like a woman about that boy on your
as long as it's proportioned, as long as she's smelling good and well proportioned. You know, I can't have no funny, you know, funny built look like a egg bouillon, you know what I'm saying? That's just you know what I'm saying, it just won't work out, you know what I'm saying? But as long as she's proportioned, smelling good, looking good, you know what I'm saying, it's on and popping.
On and popping. Well,
And then also, you know what I'm saying, it's just like how that snare got to ride that beat, you know what I'm saying? As long as she's capable of riding the clap, you know what I'm saying, then it's all good.
Oh, yeah, I saw you.
Yeah, you know, clap, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Some people can make it clap.
Like a church.
I ain't nothing wrong with it. But my homie called back in from the 510. We lost you. You back on the show now?
Yeah, I'm back on. I don't know what happened, but I got lost for a minute, but it's good.
Okay. Well, now, then, we got you back on. What turns you on about a woman? What turns you on? And I'm gonna ask you the question nice and calm. I'm not even gonna go there like I normally do and start moaning and talking all sexy and stuff. I'm just gonna ask the question straight up. You want me to? Hey.
What turns you on
about a woman? What makes you boy?
Boy, yo,
shut up,
yo.
Too much.
I mean,
that right there.
sometimes it could just be a single look, and that look, the look that she gives you, she can say so much with that look that she's giving you. It depends on the woman. If she knows who she is within herself, just the look can do it. You know what I mean?
Yo,
so,
I feel that.
It's all in the look.
I know that.
You know what I mean?
I can relate to that, because on some real shit, if I can't make you hard by me and standing in the room, like, where are we going to go? Like, the relationship is going nowhere. Nowhere. That's the real thing. I liked your answer. It was classy. That's why I said at first I didn't want to ask the question all, like, in my porn star bag or whatever. I didn't want to do that.
Oh, what's wrong with that?
I ain't nothing wrong with it. Just, you know, I had a feeling that he was going to give a classy answer. That's why.
I kind of did a little bit of everything. So, you know, I'm at my life. Like,
uh-oh, yeah. So you're telling us that you're an old head calling in the show right now. You're an old head.
I'm the old head, you know what I mean? But I didn't did enough. I didn't did a lot.
Hey, from where I'm from, old head is a great title to give a person. Like, that's my old head. Like, that's the title right there. Siren, can you back me up? Like, he's like, oh, that's my old head. That's a great thing to say. Like, so you like an OG. Like, you know what I mean? Like, school us. I was about to go back to ask you, how did you feel back in the day? Like, was you like Key West? You saying as long as you're breathing, you was turned on? Or you still say?
When I was a little bit younger, I was chasing everything moving. You know what I mean?
So if it was moving, you was.
I was flinging it everywhere.
That's a good answer too.
I like that answer. Moving.
I put it to you like this: I'm gonna be honest with you. You know what I mean? In my life, you know, I'm almost, you know. Man, damn, I'm in the thousands, to be honest with you. You know what I mean? I mean,
wow.
I done did a
But women?
Yeah,
women,
yeah.
You sound like you covering the mouthpiece a little bit.
Okay,
you sound
yeah.
Far
I mean,
away.
In my lifetime, I'm in the thousands.
What's your name? Old basketball team? Wilt Chamberlain, right?
I'm not Wilt Chamberlain, you know what I mean? But, I've done some crazy shit in my life, so. You know.
Oh, shit. We got to, you know what, one day on the show, we got to have a numbers. Like, you know what, second topic, how many of you fucked? Only for the men.
Man.
Only for the men answer the question.
Oh, man.
How many, you know?
You said what, Siren?
That is a very touchy subject.
But you know what, the only reason why I don't want to ask it to the women, I would never ask it to the women, it's
wow.
Because of the stupid double standard that men have, and they need to shove it up their ass. Shove it.
I mean, what's the
shove it?
What's the double? You know, what's the double standard?
Because if I was to say I had sex with 1,000 men, you know
okay.
What I mean? It doesn't sound the same as you saying you had sex with 1,000 women. You see what I'm saying? Like, it's just no.
If you said that, I would just simply ask you, well, where does mine stand in? Like, I don't care about those dudes.
Like, yeah, you had 1,000. I want to be 1,001.
I can tell you just like this. The female, double standards is because the female's the receiver. I mean, who wants to fuck a chick who's received 1,000 dicks in her coochie? I mean,
I don't even think a woman could probably make it past 20 men. That's just what I'm saying.
I know some girls that went past. I know some girls that did 20 in 2 weeks.
20
wow.
Wow. We got to have her on the show. We got to interview her. I got to interview the girl who had 20 in 2 weeks. I'm gonna say my number is a double digit, but it's not over 20. Like I say that, like that's about it.
And it's not 19.
I guess it's all about how you go about it.
Your number
is very low.
I've been in relationships. Niggas don't be playing with that. Niggas don't be playing with me. Like, fuck, where you at? But shout out. CEO just called in. Demel always calls in to Philly Shine with a great surprise. Welcome to the show, boss. Welcome back. How you doing?
Working, boo. Working.
I know, that's right. Give us an update. What you been up to?
Well, I was supposed to go to movies, but I ended up going with a meeting with Noses and Mills, you know, getting our plan for Atlanta together.
Atlanta is a plan. I'm thinking about getting in the plan. I want to come to Atlanta. My mom's down there, family's down there, ATL's fun. Of course, I will never leave my apartment in Southwest, though.
When you come, it got to be set up so when you get here, you can officially make your money consistently. I won't want you to come to Atlanta and then you watch it. And,
oh,
you know
I
what
don't
I mean?
Watch
I'll be,
shit.
I'll be, but what I'm saying, so, I want you to be able. I want you to be able to play the game where. You know what I mean? You constantly getting money because, you know, in this music game, you can get it, and then some people don't get it consistent. See, I want the money to be consistent money. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I'm trapping clubs, I'm doing this, and I always told you I wanted you to be a host and do parties and all that. So I have to be able to provide the interest that I got for you.
I know. You making me blush and shit. I know you got my back. Shout out to Notice. We all gonna make
some money. A lot of people, you meet a lot of people, and you know what I mean? They have motives, but they don't never reveal that motive. I got motives for everything, and I reveal it.
I know, that's right. Me too.
If people can get with the plan, then... You know, it's no problem. You know what I mean? People, it ain't the job that's hard. It's the people that make it hard.
Yeah, I don't think nothing should be easy. You know what I'm saying? Except for the girls who doing 20 in 2 weeks. That's easy. That's crazy. Demel.
Well,
all right, Demel.
Just don't know. In Georgia, you know what I mean? I mean, you look up, there's a girl right there. You know what I mean? You got to understand. When there's a
what's
lot
your
of
number?
Traffic,
what's your number, Demel?
When there's a lot of traffic going on, you know what I mean? Traffic jam. For each girl, there's not a guy. So every time they meet a guy, you know they're giving up. It's hot. How many times that you went with a guy and you like, oh, it's summertime, springtime, it's hot. I don't need you now. Then when it get cold, come on, boo. You know,
like I said in the song, and the theme of the party for this Sunday is Bow Winna Boo, Hey Spring Fling, from my song I did to the Waka Flocka track. I am going to remix that joint, and because he locked my fucking son up. They think it's sweet. It ain't sweet. No, it's not sweet. You picked the right one. Call me Neo, bastard. Still can't believe that shit. Had my baby locked up for over the amount of time. I'ma get in your ass. Y'all didn't follow procedures. His rights was. I'm gonna calm down. Usa. All right.
Okay.
Like I said, the theme is Bow Winna Boo, Hey Spring Fling. This Sunday, Diamond Spotlight is going down. We're gonna play a little bit of music, and then I gotta ask Demel the topic question of the night. Demel, you ready?
I know how I've been around Obama and what's the other white guy. I know how to work around a question.
Oh.
I've been practicing.
I'm Clinton.
So whatever question you ask me, believe me, I've been learned. I've been learning how to work around the question.
All right, cool. Well, you ain't going to work around it because I'm going to get a specific answer out of you.
You won't get an answer, but I bet you I know how to work it.
Oh, work it. Twerk it, too. I found out what twerking is. I could twerk it. Twerk it.
Yeah, that's for real. Do you twerk it low or do you twerk it high?
I could twerk it multiple levels.
Damn.
Okay. That's a song, Siren. You want to collab with me?
Can you whistle while you twerk?
Why not? Why not?
Whistle while you twerk.
That's the song. Yeah, that was the song. Whistle while you twerk. Who sang that?
So
Nelly, right?
You can twerk with a water bottle and whistle and with one leg.
What? No, wait a minute. What is twerking you talking about? That sounds like some shit niggas got to pay for. Wait a minute.
I'm just saying. You know, I seen some girls, they twerking and they.
Wait a minute. Where picked up the Corona bottle
and they was dancing on that thing. I was like, okay.
Wait a minute. I think twerking is something else that you are not saying twerking is. So how can you twerk and pick up a bottle? What is that? What is twerking?
Twerking is working. It's a movement. You know what I mean? It depends on the move. You know, when you twerking, you going at it.
Atlanta got a beat. From what I heard, twerking is when you making your butt bounce. That's twerking. That's not twerking.
No, that's the booty bounce.
I know what the booty bounce. That's just the booty bounce. Well, what is twerking, DJ Prophet?
Twerking is working. It's a motion.
Working what?
It's a verb. It's the action. You moving.
I thought you bounce your butt. You twerk your butt.
It depends on what you're twerking.
Yeah, you can twerk something else. I'm confused now.
I thought I was twerking the corona bottle.
Oh my God.
I'm about to get on YouTube. Is that on YouTube? Can I see him twerk?
Talk, man.
I got to go to ATL to see him twerk on the corona bottle because I don't even know what twerk is. I feel illiterate. But we will get into some music.
Some people might call it Rod, but.
We gotta find out what twerking is so me and Siren can get that song together.
For real, cause I can teach y'all.
Which one of y'all females would rather ride on the Corona bottle or see the real thing?
No, wait a minute. Hold that till after the music break. We're gonna have a brief music break for Philly Shine.
You gonna ask me questions? I'm gonna be quiet.
I got you, baby. Philly Shine, Honest Fire. Check this out. Yeah. Bye, Weather Boo. Hey, Spring Fling. You got me, Wes?
What song?
Honest. What are you over there doing, Key West? Where are your hands?
You drawing.
I don't think a man could.
Yeah, exactly. Boing.
Key West is playing something over there. Key West, handle that for me. If I win the blue,
did you say handle that for you?
What they do in the building. You know it. What's good with these girls? It's about entertainment. Swing gonna get in my way. Not a bitch, not a nigga. Nobody. I'm repping X Squad, Thundercat, Southwest, Philly. More things to come.
Let's go.
Hit the sheet and niggas up. On my way to pop up. Knock, knock, what's up? I smash the window to your truck. Then I'ma shop again. Spending money, season check. But two times cold rain. I win a blue hay spring fling. Party is spinning with these AC winning. Then, and it only took me about a minute. If I got a man, there's nothing left to mention. Cause I'm ballin' on the field and he catching what I'm pitching.
This what we doin', what we doin', making music, yeah. This what we doin', making music, good music, yeah.
Silly bitches, can't get with this. Can't get with this, yeah. Silly bitches, can't get with this. Silly bitches, ball status, you soon to be impeached. These bitches so local, they always in my reach. Tricking for a dollar and I earn them in my sleep. Money making the day, she ain't seen in weeks. Big money is all I'm trying to keep. Popping house on my own island, don't bring fans to a beach. I know I seem untamable, but this is how I eat. I get paid to put on shows, you don't get paid to be a freak.
Well, let's have some fun. DeMel. DeMel.
Yes, yes, y'all.
Man, you want to be quiet now? DeMel. All right.
What's good?
DeMel, what turns you on about a woman? What takes you there where you're, like, ready, standing at attention?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Wow.
Nothing.
So you just turned on anyway? Always ready?
No. I'm a man. I'm born ready.
You born ready. He was born ready. All right. That's cool. I thought you was evading the answer or whatever. So you just born ready,
saying,
so she ain't gotta do shit.
I'm saying, my growth is mature, so that means, you know, At the age I am now, I mean, it's mature, so that means that I'm born ready, you know what I'm saying? So, hey, it's nothing.
All right, and you did miss on Thursday, our topic was, do you have any techniques in the bedroom? So, do you have any
techniques?
I was
there.
You was not?
I was there.
You ain't answered the question.
You didn't, because you didn't never ask me the question. Because was asking everybody about them, their rap techniques, and you was asking them about their bed technique.
Yeah, okay. You was there. You ain't got to prove it. I believe you. I believe that you was there. So what's your technique since you missed out on answering the question?
Well, it's like a chef. You know what I mean? You know, unless you that person, then that's where who get it revealed. You just can't talk about a technique, you know what I mean?
I know that's right.
Because when you're in my room, you're in my room. I don't need, because if you tell another girl, then she going to want to do it, and the other girl going to want to do it. Enough of me going around, but
like
I don't want too much.
But you know what? That's true, but I just be wanting to be entertaining a little bit. You can entertain us.
I can entertain you, but you know, the things that I'm doing in my life right now and this being recorded. You know what I mean? We have to talk.
We have to talk on
something that's not being recorded.
I'm not going to be needing to know that in a private section, so
But what I'm trying to tell you, you know, I got a lot of big business that's going around. I got a lot of people looking at me. I got a lot of sponsors, you know, calling me now. I got, like, NFL players.
Oh, so we out of that Fuck My Face campaign, huh?
No, I'm never out of that one.
I was about to say, all right, then shut up. Listen, DeMel definitely bitched up Coco Brown. That's my girl. Her nickname is, what's her nickname? Miss Choke?
No,
that's not her. She's not choking.
And she has, picked up 10 shows, paid shows, and I get a percentage.
And
so,
she doing her thing. What's her other name? Her other name? Miss
Coco
what?
Brown, Miss No Tonsils.
Yeah, Miss No Tonsils. Yeah, she don't choke. She doesn't choke at all.
Oh.
No Tonsils. That's her name. Yeah, she get it. I like her music too. Definitely big ups to Coco Brown. Big ups to everybody, all X Squad DJ artists. They do these goddamn things.
Also, we also have Lou Rida going on going to, on 106 and Park, July the 7th.
Yes, we do.
17th, something like that.
Yes, July 7th. We're so proud of Mr. Lou. Lou Boo is going all the way down. I'm doing a song with him called
We also have the super singer named Amaya, who will be the face of the R&B folks around in Atlanta. I'll be going around on introducing her. And we also having the a big Dipset party June the 19th, where Dipset meet Esquire DJs. So, you know, New York takeover Atlanta.
Okay, that's what I sound hot. Well, I want to play some Atlanta music. Shout out to my boy Street Lotto.
Why
did you cut me off? Wait.
We also got Honest Fire on that Blackwood TV.
Yeah, wait a minute. Gotta have wait the turn. You want to argue with me on the show? You want to have that recorded?
Yes. Blackwood TV, Honest Fire.
Thank you, DeMel. Much appreciated to the X Squad DJ CEO, one of my close friends, and also a great businessman. He goes hard. Y'all see him. He ran it all down. Staying busy. It's about being consistent. And a consistent motherfucker is my nigga Street Lotto. This track is called It's Over. I got to welcome Street Lotto to Philly one day. It will be so much fun. Like, that's my homie. Like, we vibe all the time. Like, it's my nigga. But this is Street Lotto.
Make sure you got the Henny with you when you come.
Oh, that's what he like, Henny? I got a dark drink for Street Lotto. I got it.
Wow, I bet you do.
I bet I do. I know I do. What you mean?
I think it's white.
You think it's white?
Wait, hold on. How you can't answer them other questions, but you saying all this?
I know, right? I know. But the mail is real. What's that word? I don't know what it is right now. I can't think about it. But full of shit, kind of.
Yeah, exactly.
It's full of shit. He's full of shit. That's why I had to bring out Candy. He knows damn well we do what we want. X5DJ is all about entertainment. You know what I mean? Even though they say I should be this, oh, yes, hi, my name's Honest Fire, running for prom queen of the for universe. How you doing? Let me kiss your baby. Fuck no. Kiss my ass. Like, no. I'm joking. I do that, too, though. I like kids. I'm diverse. I think it's cool. You could be drunk two nights before you go do stuff with kids the next day, you know? I don't be drunk while I'm with the kids. I love the babies. I love them. Shout out to NSFOutreach.org. Check up on it. But this is my boy, Street Lotto. It's over. It's ST. It's over. It just say ST is over, I think. Something like that. I don't know. I wish I was in front of the damn switchboard. No. Play that Young June track because he's performing this Sunday. Shout out to Young June. I had a storm. Me and Key West going to have a little powwow because I'm always naming stuff, all this weird stuff, because I just be so excited when I get the song.
I don't even see June track in there.
Oh, man. What are we going to listen to?
Did you save it under I'm
just
ill?
Hit a button.
What'd you say?
Did you save it under all right, I see it.
It's over?
No, I see it. I'm ill, Young June.
Oh, yeah, I'm ill. That's my shit. See, I'm always naming shit my own thing. I'm going to get it organized. This is my show, Philly Shy. Young June, I'm ill.
Motherfucker, I'm ill.
Motherfucker,
I'm ill.
Got it, dude, but they still fucking me. A lot of people loving me, but I don't call them fans. They
supporters, since they know me and the name of my band. They know where I rap, they know that I'm the man. My music on ain't my face, cause I'm hotter than the can, but I'm cooler than the band. Better yet, really care, but I can get violent, turn to South Central here. Bring them things out, be your ass in the sense of care. Be aware, cause them things will blow like balloon air. Boom, yeah, yeah. And I'm talking about that feel. Let y'all see, I melt ya with that back pill. All the bars go hard, top notch chill. Cause I'm from Philly, the city where it's G's, taking niggas about like they didn't carry in that wife from the VIC, niggas that get silly. See, I hardly dance, I just two-step. If they don't pat me down the club, I got 2 sex. One foot to beat, the other one is to protect. I won't miss you, the gun is official, and I ain't talking rap. But let me talk my set, stack money game. And if it ain't music, then we trap for that money, man. But wait, it's also big money game, where we carry big dreams for that big money, man. Like the Neptunes, I'm so for real. Grinding for that dollar, cause I'm trying to get a deal. And when I'm done rapping, probably acting, they still gon' say,
motherfucker, I'm ill.
Motherfucker, I'm ill. Motherfucker, I'm ill. Motherfucker, I'm ill. Motherfucker,
I'm ill.
Motherfucker, I'm ill. Motherfucker, I'm ill. Motherfucker, I'm ill. Motherfucker, I'm ill.
Yeah, big money game, stack money game, Express Boys. Yeah, it is what it is. Young June,
motherfucker, I'm ill.
By Young June, performing live this Sunday, Mill Creek Tavern. It's going down. And you said you're coming through this Sunday, right, Siren?
Yep, coming through.
You got who you coming with?
Trying to work it out. You said bring 4 people?
Yeah, bring whoever you want.
All right. I'm going to try. I got 2 so far.
Yeah, bring whoever you want. If it's only 2, we all going to have some fun. Either way, like, it definitely goes down. It, we do a party style, you know what I mean? Sometimes they have a party outside, a party upstairs. Upstairs at Mill Creek goes down sometimes, though. What is going on? When they opening up the deck, Key West? West. What happened to Key West? Key West must have clicked over. All right, well, Key West is off the line right now, but definitely Mill Creek
has a deck that's going to be open soon. We're going to do big things up in the deck and some fun or whatever. I like being outside. Rooms and stuff is definitely a plus, you know what I mean? Sometimes when it's you with, like, a special someone, like, I like being up high or whatever.
That's also good. We've also talked about that on the show before, different things. But, Siren, I asked you what turns you on. We already did that part. But what turns you off about music? Like a song, like it'll make you just skip the whole track or whatever. Not everybody's music you want to listen to or whatever. Like what would turn you off?
Well, I mean, certain songs, all right, now, I like songs that are correct the whole way through. Like, now, correct, I'm saying correct as far as, like, I heard somebody say a line one time, and it just really turned me off for the whole song. They said something like, I'll make you lean like the Eiffel. Like, when I hate when people are not politically correct in their music. Like, I don't know what's wrong with me. I feel like if you got a song, make sense. Do research if you don't know certain things before you go ahead writing songs and putting shit out there, you know?
Yeah. So, I like, you know, sometimes people be so, I don't like that either, but I don't like when people be dry as shit and then they look at you like, you ain't like that? Like,
right.
They say real dry. You be like,
it was I. Like,
leaning no. Like the Eiffel is funny as hell.
Yeah, like, I'm like, Eiffel leans now, you know, certain things like that. I mean, because I'm very critical when it comes to music. That's why when people come to me with music, I be telling them, I'm about to come correct. I mean, I'm not saying I'm like Simon or somebody, but, you know, I listen to good music. Like, my iPod is, like, full of good music. So, you know, it's just a lot of things like that. And then when a person is not creative, I feel like, for example, you got a lot of rappers out there that just talk about drugs all the time and, you know, and that's fine or whatever. That's the life you live or whatever the case may be. But I feel like be more creative with it. Like, for example, one of my homies, they made a song about selling crack or whatever, but they put it in the metaphor of playing basketball. Like, I felt like that was real creative. You know, that's something that, like, you know, like, that's something the labels will look at, like, oh, okay, this is cool because they not talking about how they literally on the corner and stuff like that, you know.
Just like Rihanna's song, Rude Boy, like, you know what she really saying, but.
Mm-hmm.
She,
exactly.
You taking it.
We got a new caller. I'm back.
Okay. All right. That's what's up. Well, we're talking about being creative. Siren told us what turned her off from music. Let's get the caller. Then I got to ask you, Key West, what turned you off from music? Because critical is an understatement when you're describing
exactly.
Key West. Critical is an understatement.
We're going to go 215-391.
215, welcome to Philly Shine. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Hey, what's going on, Philly Shine? Hey, my name is Sosa. I'm saying, you know, like, let me, first of all, I give a shout out to Honest Fire, you know what I mean? You know, like, doing a thing. And, you know, and also shout out BBTV and my man, Reno. Know what I mean?
Definitely. Well, that's what's good. Like, are you an artist also, Sosa?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. As a matter of fact,
Let us know where we can check up on your music, show off on Philly Shine.
I mean, well, you can definitely go to BBTV, you know what I mean? You know, I got burnt down the height of 16, and, you know, I mean, I'll be all over Facebook, but I don't know.
What's your Facebook? Give us the URL.
It's Tell 'em My Name Sosa. It's TELLEM. MYNAME space Sosa.
Hello, my name is Sosa. All right, that's what's good. You was in the 16. Yeah, I was looking through all of them. I don't recall everybody's names, but it was a crazy contest. That was crazy. I got to ask you a question. I'm going to go with music first. I'm going to go with the music topic first. And
okay.
Then we're going to go to the other side. But what turns you off about a song? Like, you know what I mean? Something that you listening to it, you just skip it, or you just like, whatever. Like,
I mean, well, like, to be honest with you, like, you know what I mean?
Or even if you're critiquing yourself, you know what I mean? Or something you're close to friends.
I just try to make sure that any artist that I listen to, because, like, I'm very, like, I just want everything to be parallel, you know what I'm saying? Like, don't talk Gucci and Prada to me, and I see you and you know, some dungarees and some Payless shit. Like, you understand what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. Like, just make sure that if you paint me a picture, make sure that when I see you, I can connect the dots myself. Like, oh, all right, but, like, you know what I'm saying?
What?
Like, I don't like.
That is so true. That turns me off, too, and I can't stand it. only reason I can't stand it is because, like, when you meet the person, then they got every excuse in the book or why they got the car or, yo, man, it comes off the space on top of your image not matching your music, so.
Yeah, man, yeah, like, I think that's, like, a big thing, like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to say no names, but, like, he just dropped the new wave, and I know this boy, man. Like me and Reno, like, we went to school with this boy, and it's like, you not the crack boy, like, you not the weed boy, like, you just, like, used to get gripped up on the lockers, so it's like,
Say name.
But at the same time, I don't like when people paint me a placebo, like, you know what I'm saying, like, yeah, like, I ain't the hardest ball, I ain't the freshest ball, but, you know what I'm saying, yeah, like, I damn sure make the cut, though, you know what I mean, so.
All right, how about I say names, and you say
Let's say that if you're still on at 1 o'clock, we're going to go at overtime. We're going to have a B special on overtime. 1 o'clock, if you're still on the line, I'm going to invite anybody to a B special. I got somebody to come at. You know what I mean? I might not say their name. I might just say how short she is and how
wet
her
music is. I'm saying names. If I got beef, I want you to know that, man, I got beef, dog.
I'm just saying,
yeah.
I know somebody that used to get gripped up on lockers. I mean, he's kind of got a big record deal, man. I just
want to
say his name.
He's kind of got a big record deal.
Go ahead.
All right. Key West wants to take this time out to say a name.
All right, I'm going to see if I'm right. If I'm right, you got to just say yeah. If I'm wrong, then just don't say nothing. All right. Are you talking about Cassidy?
No.
Well, we already.
No,
we
not
are
him.
Too.
No,
we
not
are
him.
Okay.
You got beat up by
the man, Gabby. I know her, too. Yo, it's a real shit. Some of these local rappers need to treat people a little better. Like, I really mean it. And I would say that universally, because I'm not the type of person to want to do a person dirty. You know what I mean? Just because I don't want you 5 and 10 years later when I'm making it like I want to be or whatever, as rich as I am, I don't need nobody hating. Like, I really don't. Like, I'm going to keep it 100. Like, I ain't going to leave nobody mad. The one bitch I don't like, she a fucking nut.
Who is she?
Oh, it's 1 o'clock.
No, it's 1 o'clock.
It is not 1 o'clock.
Yes, it is.
It is not 1 o'clock.
Okay.
All right. I know. I know what the hell time it is, damn it, Key West. But all right. On a separate note, we want to get a little sexy. I want to play a little bit of my boy Lou Rider music, because Lou Rider's coming to Philly. I told y'all June 6th. Up until then, I'm talking about panties. I'm going to try to design my own panties and bras and pick up your butt things and garter belts and stuff. It's going to be crazy.
You
and we're going
to
give away. Huh?
Nothing.
Just don't bitch up. Look at him being coy against Siren. What did you say, Key West? I can
go back.
Oh, yeah, I'm putting them on. Shut up. we gonna talk about all types of stuff. Me and Vinny Blanco just wrote a song, Why You Ain't Wearing No Panties. I'm going to do a song with Lou Rider. I'm going to throw my panties at you. It's just all about it. But because he's a fresh ass. Key West, just play a little bit of it. The one that says Lou Rider. We're going to just play the hook. Because it's specific. Right, Key West?
That's Wild Folks Radio. I don't think you're ready for this one. Amen on the track.
Monster track.
I'm about to name you right. One and only. Ladies,
I'm about to beat it up,
I just wanna fuck.
like a thunder. I can be your daddy and I'll call you my little mama. You can throw it back and I'ma push up on it harder. Hit the G spot if you run like the water.
Let me beat it up. Won't get too much of that song anymore because Lou Rida got some more stuff. I'm going to introduce y'all to Aftermath on my Tuesday night show. It's such a crisp, clean song. It's made perfect. Shout out to Lou Rida, LOUWRITR. July 7th, 106 in Park, June 6th, Sex in Philly with Honest. We have another caller who just called in to Philly Shine. Who's the other number, Key West?
267-331.
Oh, welcome, welcome, boss. Welcome to the show. Is that you, Reno?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. What's good? Welcome to Philly Shine, bro.
What's going on?
Chilling. I'm having some computer difficulties, so I will get that music popping on my
oh,
next
man.
Show.
Yo, I know who telling my name Sosa was talking about, man.
Who was he wasn't talking about you?
No, I know who he was talking about.
Oh, you said you know who he was talking about?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you ain't want to, he ain't want to drop the name. Are you going to say
ahead,
the name?
Go ahead, you tell us that.
What? I don't know if I should drop the name. I got to know if it's, he said it's real beef.
No, he just said he just whack. He just know he used to get gripped up. And then now he frauding. That's all. Or something. I don't know. I don't be remembering, so don't even quote me.
All right, well, if it's beef, I don't know. If it's beef, then I can say it. And I got to make sure it's beef, though.
Yeah, don't say it. Don't say it. We'll let
man, come on.
You say, we'll let you speak for yourself. Yeah, and I know that's your partner. Y'all working together, but we'll let you speak for yourself because you don't want it. Nah, I mean, he going to hang up before we got into the sexual topic. You know what? From now on, anybody who calls in, I'm going for the sex question first because they want to think it's easy. You ask the answer in the music, oh, yeah, I don't like when niggas don't match, they blah, blah, blah. But we're going to have some fun and go all the way in.
Okay, what I don't like about people's music.
Yes, Key West, it's your turn. Yes.
I don't like when people make diss songs and make whack picture videos. Stealing lines that I said out of my song. Like, how you gonna steal a line from my song and you making a diss song? Like, did you forget where you heard it, dummy?
That got to be the dumbest thing in the world.
That's how you know I got a lot of fans, because people be forgetting where they heard my lines from. And they go try to recycle my stuff, and I be like, I said that. I can think you said the song.
That's funny. What the fuck? We ain't worried about.
Who wants to be a gem when you can be a diamond?
You just took the words right out of my mouth. When you can be a diamond, why worry about gems? It's not neutral territory. Fuck out of here. Fuck out of here. But, Reno, we already shouted you out. Shout out to BBTV, BuckBanditMagazine.com, doing big things. But I gotta ask you, like, I know you're in a relationship with so Facebook, whatever. Facebook has everything out there.
Oh man.
What do you, what turns you on about your woman? I'm gonna say your woman because I don't want to get people in trouble. Cause like, you know what I mean? Motherfucker, like, hold the fuck up. I do not wear red lipstick, motherfucker. I don't want nobody to get in trouble. You know what I'm saying? I don't want you to talk about no shit.
Why?
What do you mean, why? Why?
That's the fun part of the show. You ain't living on the edge, you ain't living.
Yo, like pretty much when my man said earlier, like, I was born ready.
Born ready.
Like, if I mean, at any point in time.
You just turned on. You was like,
yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm.
What is up with these guys and these corny-ass responses?
I'm
getting tired of this.
Ain't
I'm
really.
I'm pretty
July.
Much ready to go. Like,
I'm so.
Cool.
You know what?
Already on my mind before I get
on.
To you.
So, what'd she say?
It's already on my mind before I get to you. So I'm already ready.
See, that's why. You know why? That's why they giving us these casual ass answers, and we about to get real controversial on them right now because men are so fucking casual about sex, and I don't even think that's cool. You know what I'm saying?
No,
sex is supposed. No, man, that's why these niggas got like thousands.
I'm getting a little angry.
I'm getting angry because I am too. Because like y'all like what? 1,000 women? I could fuck them in a month. I'ma get that. You know what I mean? It's nothing special about it. Like, come on now. That's why not you guys that's on the phone right now, but I think that's the same mindset of why certain people say the numbers of how many women have herpes. It's like 50% of black women or 48% of black women have herpes. And I would say that's not the women fucking women. You know what I mean? Again, it's like one guy fucking like 15 girls, like it's also, oh yeah, I'm fucking.
Whose fault is that?
I'm not saying that it's our fault because we're letting you fuck because 9 times out of 10, and I will say that a woman, it is still thinking that she's special when that guy is treating her that way, and guys don't give a fuck about treating a girl special just to get pussy. That's bullshit.
But, hey,
that's bullshit.
I hear what you're saying about that, but the only girl that I'm with right now is my girl. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not talking about you guys.
Oh, all
right.
That's why I said I'm always ready because I know that's mine. When I get there, I know she ain't had nobody else. So I know I ain't had nobody else. It's a wrap. When I get in there, all types of things is happening.
You're a good dude, man.
That's what's up. Wow, you're a good dude to your lady, too, Keywise.
Ha.
You were such
a
good boyfriend. You're dumb as shit, Key West. I just had your back. I threw you the ooh-ah. You just fucking threw it in the crowd
all,
and shit.
If you had my back, you wouldn't have just told the world I had a girl. Like, that was supposed to be my dirty little secret.
Oh, I was just kidding.
I'm not a secret. No, I'm
just. You said a dirty little secret. That's the mentality of these men that needs to change, man.
Listen.
Men need to change.
Let me tell you something about my
girl. Why is Mr. 1000 at?
Let me tell you something about my girl. We got to understand it. See, what happened with Tiger Woods could not happen with me because she understands what the virus is. You know what I mean? She understands who the provider is. So what happened to Tiger Woods wouldn't happen to me.
You wouldn't get hit with the
like, if I want to handle my business, I'd be like, listen, you go in the kids' room.
What? Oh, hell no. I know that's right, Sarah. You took the words out of my mouth.
Hey, Siren.
I'm laughing because he ain't lying.
Hey, Siren, you want to find out?
I'm fine. I'm okay. Because I'm not number two. I'm not girlfriend number two or none of that. I'm number one. I can't do
only
you.
One.
I'm sorry.
I know that's right. Only one. And then I would say, like, that makes it more fun. Like, if you have a mystery about stuff, it makes it, like, more fun. Like, them guys be like, I know her. I fucked her. It's not even that interesting. I don't think it is. I just think it's corny. Like, I fucked her. Let me tell you what I had to do to fuck her. I told her that I loved her. I bought her some shoes. Like, it's corny. Like,
let me tell you something.
What?
If you gotta do all that, you really ain't got no game. Let me tell you what point in my life I got the boot. The second I stepped on Penn State campus, and I put on my jersey. Mm-hmm. It was a rat. I didn't even have to talk.
From the college football star.
Exactly.
But you know what? I'm not going to say put all the blame on the guys because it's not all the guys. In the 1% time, girls are, you know what I mean, helping out. But like I said, 9 times out of 10, the guy is filling the girl up with some bullshit. And then that's another reason why.
That's not even true. Like, you can say that a couple years ago, but now these girls, man, they back. Look, I'm putting it to you like this. Did you see my stat that I put on Facebook the other day when I said LOL at these girls that's really in relationships?
Mm-hmm. Why?
A lot of these females, they be all in your inbox. But the second you say something on the set, they act like they don't know what you're talking about. Because a lot of these females are in relationships. Like, just as bad as the dudes. I ain't even trying to hear it, yeah.
And I'm not saying that
is true.
I agree. I'm not saying that that's right. And that's the 1% of girls, though. That's the
1%. I got a certain female. I ain't even going to say her name, but I see her comment on Honest Fire John a lot, too. So I can say something like, can't nobody beat me in weed. She'll comment regular on my page, like, well, what game you playing? But then I look at my inbox, it's like, can I play with your weed? And then you go look at her set, and she's like, me and my boyfriend was chilling today.
But all right, I mean, I'm saying that's cool, like, but she invited that. But what I'm saying is the times when guys got to be all into, oh, yeah, you're my only one, whatever, whatever. Because for me, like, that's what I need. Like, I need to be, like, up on a pedestal. So if you lying to put me up there, that's just, like, nutty. Like, that's just corny. Like,
yeah.
Like I said, if
dude got to do all that lying,
yeah,
I'm not going to have a fun time anyway.
I know that's right. You gonna stress out?
I lying about a whole lot of other stuff.
Cause all I gotta do is drop him and say, "Look." And
oh.
She's like, "No, let me stop."
She's silly. I fucked with it. It's cool. It's cool. I'm gonna need to break down that part where I said what I said earlier about you in a relationship. Choking. Yes. Like no. Choke. Move is a word for the day, so I gotta start making a choking noise. Choke.
Wow.
Choke. Like no.
Yeah, no day. I think everybody that heard the show knows what you're talking about.
But they don't know what's the smooth part means. All right, we have an inside conversation on Philly Shine.
Exactly.
Me and Key West are friends, but we still try to have fun and show off. I got Rena on the line. I got to ask you the music side of the topic. You see how I just starts a conversation? I love it. But, Rena, on the music side, what turns you off about a song, like make you skip a track wholeheartedly? Like, I ain't even listening to it. We heard what Sosa had to say, your partner, but what do you have?
My partner.
Oh, I know that shit. I didn't.
Huh?
I don't know.
Oh, no, that's my man. We cool.
Yeah, well,
but
not partner, like your homie, your compadre.
Yeah.
Your homie, your essay.
But, I don't know. A lot of the times, it's, as soon as I hear it come on, it just sound like Meek Mill's about to rap, but then it's not him.
Oh, my
or
God.
Or sound like Gilly about to rap, but then it's not him. You know what I'm saying?
I hate that shit, too.
Wow.
Then I'm like, damn, y'all fooled me, man. Y'all fooled me.
Yo,
like,
I hate that shit, too. Or even if Mills featured on a track and the person come on rap, I'm like, hold up. It's a different voice. Where's Meek at?
Yeah.
Can you name any rappers off the top of your head that do that?
I think one that has an S in his name. I ain't going to say the whole name.
Can I name one?
You want to name one? Go ahead. Key West, say your name. Yes.
Okino.
But yo, on the real shit, though, I really like Okino music, though.
I don't.
When he wasn't.
And he can holler at me.
I love that song probably when he was on there, he didn't sound like Meek on that song. He killed that shit. I love that fucking song. That flow was crazy. Yeah, I mean, keep that flow up. We love it. Alright, so the consistency says from now on, we going to take shots on Philly Shine. Fuck it.
Because
it's about to go deal. And I might even get in on this beef track. Ooh. I might I might tag me in. Tag me in. Because on some real shit, it's just entertainment. You know what I mean? If you feel some type of way and I really got to slap you, no one will hear about it. No one will know that I slapped you because you tell the cops it's... But back to this show.
I just want to say, why do you make a beef track about somebody that you asked to write for you? Like, I just won't understand that. Like, you asked me to write for you, and then you make a beef track. Like, you already acknowledge that I'm a better writer than you. You already acknowledge that my lyrics is better than you. But you make a, okay, you know what, on to the next subject.
Yo, but sometimes people try to those shots at the throne or something.
Like I said, man, who wants to be a gem when you can be a diamond?
All right. You know what? Shout out to my boy, Key West. You doing your goddamn thing. I'm ready to play a song where people sound like each other. Just so we can laugh. But I ain't even going to go there.
Play a gems track. They sound like trash.
Fuck no.
Did you get it? You said, where they sound like something? They sound
no,
like trash?
No. I said I want to play a song where people are sounding alike. Where people are sounding alike. It's like four different people, and they all sound alike. Wag.
Like these different cuts.
Yeah. No. I got a song where it's like somebody rapping just like the other person on it.
Y'all
want
Will Smith.
That is so corny.
I know.
That is... You do not sound like Will Smith. Will Smith is not that bad as a rapper, though. He just didn't have, like, the lyrics. Like, I liked his voice all the time.
He was hot back in the day, though.
Yeah, he was hot, but it was still dry. Like, it was, and I just said, let's do it again. And he said, bring it back and bring him a friend. And then we walked out the door when we hit him.
You know what, honest, everybody used to sit like that back in the day.
Yeah, I know, but I liked his flow and his voice. That's why I think,
I listen to some old Biggie stuff, and I'd be like, yo, why did I like this dude?
I know
it's controversial, but sometimes I listen to some of Biggie's old stuff
that you ain't like. I like all of his old stuff. Everything.
I can't say that.
Oh.
I like Mace more than Biggie, but.
I like Mace, too. I like how Mace tried to get out of his contract.
I'm joking. I just wanted to hear the phone lines go quiet, and I thought I like Mace more than Biggie.
I like Mace, but not more than Biggie. Yes, what you said? I missed it.
Yeah, I like
out of here. That was so fraud. Don't be frauding on Philly Shines. All right, Key West, the being coy and frauding got to go. Mm-mm.
I'm not being coy.
All right, well, we going to shut it out. That's cool. I'm going to tell y'all what turns me off about a song, too.
Mm-hmm.
I really hate like. That turns me off. Like, a person got to say like and blow me away. Who's the bull? What's the guy's name? No, not him. That was him. No, I'm talking about somebody who did it and it was hot. I hate that. Like, I hate like.
Yeah.
I hate that shit, too. But no, what's the bull name? Big,
okay.
All Business had him on his show. But the boy said like, and it was actually saying like. Like, I say like, but like, I'm like, I like to do this. I like to walk. You know what I mean? I actually use it. I don't be like, I like, I'm red like a red dress. I'm red like a red top. And I just think that's so
wet. Similes. They keep using a lot of similes and punchlines.
I call rappers that do that Steve Harvey rappers, because you know every joke Steve Harvey got say something like.
Yeah, right.
Oh
gosh, I can't stand, like, it's all gotta be punchlines and it's no real story. You're not really building up to nothing. Whack. All right, y'all heard it. Like, we taking shots tonight. I'm about to call tonight the shots night. Sunday shots. Shotters. But shout out to this week, though. I had a real fun week this week. Yesterday was crazy. I had a great time with my girlfriends. Industry Rises dropped Friday. It's already been a lot of love. Everybody loved my shit I did on there. Shout out to the boy on Twitter. I was going to say who you was, but my computer's fucked up. I'll shout you out on Tuesday. I won't forget. Oh, maybe it's working. I got the globe back up. Yes, he was good. But yesterday we went to the Marathon Grill party hard. Like, shout out to my girlfriend, Tiff, Kiera. Man, we had a ball. I had on this little freakum dress number thing. Oh, man.
Wow.
And I was dropping it low, like, all night long. I had so much fun. First of all, we started off the night at Fridays, lovely Fridays. Tequila Sunrise, had it for the first time. So we was definitely imbibed from 4 p.m. until 3 a.m. I was done. We went to Marathon Grill, moving up to Fusion, came in through the back door, ha-ha, liners.
You like that, honest?
Chilled in the VIP. It was so much fun. I was up on a, but no, shut up, not the back door. Kenny West. He was a mess. That's not my story. We were in VIP, chilling, drinking rosé. I was on the catwalk, cutting up. I had fun. Like, it was real nice. Shout out to this week. It was banging. And as far as music is concerned, a lot of big things popping. Industry Rising is crazy. The lineup is amazing. Hosted, of course, by Key West. I love the shout out you gave me right before the song, though.
That's right. You heard it. You heard it.
Definitely, I heard it. Big ups to you, Key West. Thank you. Who else is on the Industry Rivals Volume 2? And where can they purchase it?
If people ain't marketed, I'm not saying any name. So I would say Honest Fire is on it. DJ No Frills is on it. I'm on it. KM Links is on it.
KM?
KM Links, yeah.
Yeah,
y'all
know who that is.
Yeah.
Smash Mouth ENT.
That's my man. Vasquez is on it. Who else? Dang, it's a long list of people on it.
It's a long list. We going to see.
D-West is definitely on it. Danny Cash, 6ix9ine.
Shout out to 6ix9ine. Yeah, it's my nigga. 6ix9ine is performing live.
He ain't really 6ix9ine. He like 6'5".
That's fucked up. Wait a minute. Is that hating, Key West?
Yeah, I'm hating.
He is tall. Shout out to 6ix9ine. You know what? 6ix9ine and everybody else from the Old World Records is the reason why I'm doing Philly Shine the way I am, because at first, if y'all don't know, I did start off World Famous Radio. We were doing it wild, big, crazy. You know what I mean? It was real fun. But one night, we just took a time to interview Real Records. It was really nice. I'm going to have to get that digital archive.
Yeah, people. You know what I mean? I definitely bang with all them up over there. They cool young boys. Like, you know what I mean? They some of the cats in the city I bang with.
That's what's up. Well, yeah.
I don't bang with many people.
I don't either. But I need to also give some shine to my motherfucking niggas, G-Stacks and Dollar the General. I'm on a remix. This is my fucking song.
G-Stacks looks just crazy, yo, sis.
G-Stacks, he don't play. He said, you see me, motherfucker, through that 5% tent in the windows never down because we always getting there. That's my shit. Put that on for me, Key West. Me, motherfucker. You see me?
G-Stacks is under
G-Stacks. No, it said me, motherfucker. That's what it's called. Me, motherfucker.
Okay, We gonna get this label and system together.
No.
I got you, baby. I got you.
I name it me, motherfucker. You see me?
Dallas, we going in, right? You ready? I'm ready. Let's hit it. You see me, motherfucker. I'm in my position. And I went up and down because we always get better. You see me, motherfucker. Take a look at our wrist. I call the diamonds. Always shine it because we give them all the lid. You see me, motherfucker. More money, more money. I'm rich and a man, nigga, ballin' like this.
Hey, you see me, motherfucker.
More money, more crime, more clips on the head.
Alright, we back on. Had a little second I had to get back on the line or whatever. We gonna continue with Philly Shine. Just got a little patient.
Talking fresh to me on the other line.
You know, I had to tell Key West. It's like, no, I ain't telling shit. Shut up. We're talking shit about people who we don't like. Fuck y'all. But see, I'm good. Like, a person who I don't like, that I'm with. Like, I'm gonna try to trip you. Or some, I'm going to give you the mean face. I already got a mean face anyway, looking just like my father. But I'll give you the grizzly, like, something smell face, like, either. Ugh. Like, I'll fucking and tell you, like, if you want to meet me in the comforts of some private area, I will whoop your ass with nobody knowing. Like, I don't do that in front of a crowd or shit.
Y'all hear this?
Got too,
like,
much to lose.
Like, getting real G on the line, like.
I'm always like that. Please.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
going to
talk,
right?
About it now. I'm going to talk about it now because I wasn't ever going to talk about it.
All right, it's
but
1 o'clock. It's beef time.
It's beef not beef time. But I am going to, like, give a little shout out because it is, yeah, 6 minutes to 1. But I'm going to tell y'all about one time when we went to go perform at the Arts Garage. This damn chick, I didn't even say her name. Should I? Fuck it, Tracy. Whatever. Tracy could act however she want to act, but she was stormy shade from the moment I went in there. Now, I have all confidence. I'm not an insecure woman. I don't give a fuck. There's been plenty of times where I say, hi, I'm on this fire. I rap, I promote because I like to meet everybody in the room. I like to network. And I get the, oh, yeah, hi, and then the look away. But I don't mind, you know what I'm saying, because I just keep it moving. Shit, numbers, baby. I'm not worried about shit. Your fraudulent attitudes. I keep it moving. But the girl, she's giving me the shade, you know what I mean? Not looking at me, looking over, talking to other people right in front of me. So I'm like, all right, cool. I see it. Sorry. It's fine. It's cool. So then it comes time for my homie to perform, and she keep pushing him back. But she already took his money. to perform. We're going to release the video, too, because I'm already talking about it. I got video footage. We're going to send it to BBTV, too. And I come in because, like, I had to take a call. I come in. My homie Shelly ain't no cousin. Everybody the fuck out. He got the mic. So he on the mic. I'm like, fuck it, I'm on the mic too. I know this bitch just took his fucking money. So I'm like, bitch, get him back his fucking money then or whatever. Like, cause she like, oh, you can't perform, so what, I don't care. Like, being like a real bitch and shit. So yeah, my homie squashed it. He was like, nah, fuck that. Let Shells perform, cause that's my homie. Shout out to Dollarize. Definitely try to hold down and compromise the situation. So then I'm like, all right, that's what's up. Fuck it, we about to get this shit started. So then the bitch says to me, she's like, what the fuck did she say? I'm like, May, I will beat you the fuck up in the alleyway and just like rush the girl up like on the stage and shit. But everybody gripped me up. Shout out to DJ No Frills, punk. And he knows you better not ever hold me back if I want to whoop a bitch ass again. And he owe me. He owe me too. He said he gonna let me suck her up next time. But everybody held me back and shit. And then we just went and performed. And then afterwards, she all, oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't know y'all were actually good. And da-da-da. Let me suck you, Chelliano. And I'm so sorry. You're great. I just didn't know. I had to make a phone call. Like, bitch, go ahead. Like, all that, oh, that's up attitude shit just gets people nowhere. Like, I mean, it's fraudulent when she can, you see how she can act. Like I told y'all, she was acting so cocky. And I'm just looking at her in her ashy jeans like, oh, please. Wow. I don't even care. Like, you.
Got jeans on.
They was like Jordan and shit. They was Jordan and shit regulars. She had on the irregulars.
Yeah, I got a beef.
You do?
I got a beef with the Dallas Mavericks for having the second highest NBA payroll, and they're about to get put out the first round of the playoffs by the old man Spurs. That's
damn.
A side note.
Damn. The Spurs is the shit, though. You know the Spurs advancing. It comes to the Spurs and the Mavericks, the Spurs advancing. Shout out to Tim Duncan. Who that sexy guy that Eva Longoria married? What's his name?
So Tony Parker.
Tony Parker, he's on the Spurs, too.
I hate him, too.
Ah, whatever. He's a tall guy.
Yeah, I hate all tall people.
He works for funny. You know, it's been a real fun show. Actually, tonight, I was kind of bored with y'all guys a little bit. I'm not going to lie. I was bored. Siren admitted it. She was bored a little bit, too. She's like, the fuck?
You were bored with me?
Yes!
All right, hold on.
Hey, man, are y'all going to get bored with me, though? Y'all, I can't.
No, not you. You was good. Oh, Reno, no. You were perfect. You were perfect.
Ask me a question, Siren. Go ahead.
All right, yeah, Siren, ask keep us any question. Go ahead, yeah. Overtime. Siren,
go ahead.
Oh,
my
God, killing me. Okay, let me see.
You know you are witty. You could think of it, girl. Stop even fronting. She's talented. We wouldn't put you on blast.
Okay.
I'm boring you.
No. All right.
Okay.
Dramatic pause.
It's a pause. But we gotta fix. What is what?
I was about to ask. Okay. Now it's two questions in one. Now, do you like sex outdoors?
I like that question.
Hell yeah.
You said two questions in one. Like, what's the second question?
And where would you prefer to do it? Outdoors.
All right.
With details.
With details?
Yes, make it interesting,
yes.
And not boring.
Want me to not bore you?
Not
you
just.
Want me to be real?
Yes.
All the way to the oil.
Want me to bore you and be real?
No. Bored? Well, oh, what is it? Just he was walking down the street, he bent the hoover in the alleyway, and it was over.
Wow. Ew.
Real, like. Want to find out, come sit on my face and we can do it anyway.
Oh,
yeah.
No, I don't. Girlfriend number two thing. I'm sorry. Because you guys, because if you hit this, you go together.
All right, look.
Yeah.
This
I know that's why you heard it.
Craziest place that went down. Craziest place that went down. I got two places. One place was outside of Penn's Landing. You know where the boats go by?
Mm-hmm.
She was bending over the railing. I just, you know. I don't know if you would consider that a Ben Roethlisberger thing, because I didn't ask, but she didn't say no. So, you know.
Let me find out Key West taking it. They like, oh, she got it. She got it. I'm not going to say she got it. I'm going to let you go ahead and keep hitting it. Go ahead and
say no. You know what I mean? If she would have said no, I would have been like, all right, wait. But anyway.
I like that. I want to throw that question back at you, Siren. And then
yeah.
I'm going to answer it because
where is the most dangerous place we going to do it, Siren?
Anyway.
Well, answer your own question. You know the question.
All right, Neil. I don't know because I got a lot of places where I like to.
No. Where have you already done it at? That's what you at.
I've done it outside plenty of times. It's this park. It's like near
one of the swings.
Lincoln Drive. It's like Lincoln
Drive.
It's near Lincoln
my
Drive.
Page.
And they got like, can you listen? It's this park near like Lincoln Drive, and they got like this creek. It's like real cute and romantic. And
I ain't never get to do it in a park yet.
No.
This park is the best park.
I'm gonna talk to you. I gotta find out where it is, cause you know where I tried to one summer. You know, on Kelly Drive, where they got the statues, and it's like that big semicircle right there or whatever. Like, first we was walking up, you know what I mean? It was all cool. It was actually me, my boyfriend, and his cousin, and my girlfriend or whatever.
Oh,
and,
no?
No, well, we wasn't going to do it together, but she was, you know, they was going to do their shit. We was going to do ours or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So when we got over there, like, we started smelling, it's like fishy, stinky smell and stuff, right? So, like, my girlfriend and his cousin just instantly just was kissing, and he was on top of her, and they started fucking, like, right in front of us, like, right there and shit. So me and my boyfriend, we looking at each other funny because I smell fish and stink stuff, and he smell it too, so he's pretending to smell me. So I'm like, what you smelling me for? I smell good or whatever. So we kind of like argued a little bit. and I put my hand in it and made him taste it and shit. And then we just looking around like, well, where is it? And then we look over there and I like just creeped over a little bit and just had to, oh my God, look on my face, turn back to him like, yo. So we're just standing there looking at him. My girlfriend out and her stink pussy, and we like, done yet? Like,
I thought this story was supposed to be like a turn on.
I thought I said I didn't get the fuck. That's what I said. I didn't.
It happened. Like, I just got so soft.
Did it sound like a sexy story? Siren,
did
I feel like I was leading up to a sexy story? Oh, damn. Yeah, no. Remember, it was a fishy smell the whole time.
Yeah, that's when all that stopped. That's when all the sexiness just,
yeah,
like the record skit.
Yeah, we walking up to the joint, and we all smell it. I'm like, damn. And then we just went home in silence, like smelly silence, like, go home. Niggas just wrong. Like, I'm looking at her like she did wrong. His friend did wrong. I'm mad at my dude for thinking my coochie stank. Like, don't.
He ain't get no cheeks that night, neither.
He ain't get nothing. I ain't get nothing either. I was.
You said fishy salad.
Yo, man.
Yo.
And another time, I tried to do it on my birthday in a park, but my boyfriend at the time was like 6'5", right, or 6'6", or something.
He couldn't fit
so,
on funky bars.
Listen, it was so funny. We couldn't get the level together at all. It was so sad. Like,
yeah, that should never be a problem.
It was so sad. No, it was so sad because I didn't wear shoes. I didn't wear heels that day, so then I was my own little 5'8" self. And then we just trying to bend over. I kept falling, and it was so bad. It was so bad.
I got caught outside by the cops one time. It was crazy.
Really?
Yeah. they lock you up?
No, you know I work downtown. It's my office. So the chick I was seeing at the time, she hit me up, like, what you doing? I'm like, I'm at work, duh. She's like, I want to be here. I'm like, all right, cool. We're going to meet you. So she's like, just meet me in Jersey, because she was, like, right over the bridge. Met her right over the bridge.
So, yeah, catching the train right over.
Yeah, so we went to some spot, I don't know. Did her thing, whatever. As soon as we come out of the little area, the cops just pull up. I'm like, yo, stop praying.
They, you got a ticket or something?
Yeah, they actually gave us a trespassing ticket.
Oh, yeah, y'all was trespassing. That was, but yeah, y'all was trespassing. We can't do that. I don't know.
I got back to work like 2 hours late. Like,
damn.
They really was just holding us out there to be smart.
Process. Yeah, never tell a cop you got something to do, because they'll make you wait. Like, we at work already.
Yo, that's really
that is. That ass cops, man. What about you, Mr. Reno? Have you had a chance to have sex outside?
No comment.
Yeah. You just running? Who the fuck are you fucking outside, motherfucker? I ain't never fucked you outside.
She ain't listening. She ain't
listening. Keyword, you a big instigator.
She ain't listening. Well, hold on. Is her number 267816?
No. Oh, that might be Marquetta. Open. It's the number line, 267816.
Yeah, she ain't have her hand raised. Would you want me to open it?
You want to, yeah, say hi, it's overtime. Any other callers on the line?
That's it, I got everybody.
Hello, this is Persia.
I know, hey, beautiful, welcome back to the show.
How you doing, sweetness? Yeah, I was driving home from one of my promotions. I was like, oh, good, she's on the radio tonight, so.
That's the lovely, banging, awesome Persia sound with that beautiful, beautiful banging voice and stage presence. Pow, like. Big ups to you, baby. How you been? Miss your voice. Tell everybody how they can check up on you, please.
Oh, girl, I just was like, you know, finally I had a chance and I wasn't out working or nothing. So I'm like, let me listen to you. You know what I mean? Because I'll be seeing, like, your events and I'll be like, I want to go. You know what I mean? But I'm, like, all over the place, so.
I can relate. I'll be wanting to support you, too. But, yeah, same shit here. But well, we always open arms for you, sis. You know what it is. Yeah, check out the archive, Philly Shine, where Miss Persia was belting it out for us. But, Persia, I got you on. I got to ask you the question, too.
Yeah,
I'm ready. We got to ask you. We're going to start off slow, and we're going to find out what turns you off when it comes to music. We're going to go to here. Yeah, shut up, Keith. I know it is late time. what makes you, like, skip a song? Like, oh, I'm skipping this, or I'm never listening to that song again.
Just if they just, like, especially when it's they just corny as shit, but they think they're giving it to you, like, hard. Like, you know. It's just, like, I'm not a rapper, so, you know, and I appreciate everybody's art, but it just be real funny. Like, I'm like, oh, this is so corny. And it's like the wackest beat, automatically, if it's a wack beat, turn off. You know what I mean? But then if you don't have a delivery mail or something, it's like, next. You know what I mean?
Yeah, true. But you know what? My homie Critty got a song to this, like, real strange beat. And I made me like the beat because he actually killed it. But I feel you. Now, all right, I got to ask you, what turns you on from a man? Like, you know, once I get to the end of the show, I start asking the questions a little more fluently, you know.
I didn't know this is a freaky show now, honest?
No, it's not a freaky show. We just talk shit. It's like a freaky show now. We always talk shit on Philly Shine.
That's right. That's what we do.
But no, I make it interesting. I always have like a music topic or like a sexual relationship topic or whatever. You know, we try to get a little uniformed up here, up in the hill.
So what is it?
What turns you on about a man? Like, makes you go there? You like ready? Not just you like it. I'm talking about ready.
Yeah, I got my
moist. Shut up, Kima.
Well, I mean, when it comes when it comes to guys, everybody is different, you know. So, you know, for me, it could be just something about a dude, you know. I like every type of guy, you know. Husky to skinny to pretty boy to kind of funny looking, but it's something about him that just does it. You know what I mean? But
I had to leave the funny looking guys alone. I'm like, the only reason why I say that is because like my older sister, she used to mess with a lot of funny looking guys, and I think I had one boyfriend who was funny looking, and he just got bust on. It was not like it's no way to save him. You know what I mean? Like introduce him to your mom, and my mom ain't like the type of calm mom. She'd be like, "What the fuck wrong with his face?" And some shit like seriously, like you will get chewed up. I can't do it.
Just because he's funny looking doesn't mean he don't have something about him. He has that intangible. You see what I'm saying? Usually that's why. You know, some guys are only like a girl with a fat ass, or only like a girl, she got, you know, this type of lips.
Ooh,
or
yeah.
Yeah.
Everything is based off of energy. You see what I'm saying? Like, it's, you know, I've been why are you with him? And I was like, he just treats me well, and it's just something about him. He makes me laugh. I feel comfortable around him. And
I understand that, but think about it. Like, all your family photos, you funny-looking kids. He looks funny as hell.
I'm not saying that they're totally ugly, but they might not be, you know, because I've dated, like, model-type guys all the way, the whole gambit. You see what I'm saying? So, for me, honestly, at the end of the day, I want to be with somebody that I feel comfortable with. Now, there are certain things that I look for because, yeah, I got to have babies with you. Now, just because he's funny looking doesn't mean that you look at him and, you know, he might be able to make some good babies. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so,
he might have got good hair or something.
You know, I got that good hair.
I like it's the black shit.
Yo, pray that, they, pray that the kids don't come out with his cock eye.
No, they're not looking that bad. Jeez, they're not, like,
finished. No, wait a minute, no. My sister, my older sister, I love her so much.
The one that work at Mill Creek?
No.
I need to give her babies, but anyway.
Shut up. Anyway, my older sister, she used to mess with some butt ugly men. Like, it was no other way to describe them. Butt teeth, big lips. Dark burnt, like, it used to be so bad, and we were just like really like eat her alive, and like she would have to just be defending her boo like the whole time, and I just couldn't do it. Like one time I was talking to a guy, and my sister was, I was just talking to him, but I was like, yo, he a real nice guy. She was like, Walia, that's my real name. Like, please, you deserve better. Like, don't do it to yourself. The condom might break.
But yo, I think it's easier for guys to have an ugly meat, though.
Why?
Because like a dude, he see you with an ugly jaw. You like, yo, jaw ugly. All you gotta do is be like, yo, her head is crazy. They be like, oh, all right, I feel you.
Oh man, really?
That's like the end. That's like the end of discussion.
That's real.
But sex for guys is different, you know what I mean? Like, women, we can just get it. Guys have to kind of, you know, work for it. So if they get an ugly joint, they're like, oh, well, the head is, then that's why they understand, because, you know what I mean? It's hard for y'all to get sex. I'm not saying that, but in general, you know what I mean? The whole club theory. If a woman goes to a club and says she getting some dick tonight, she can do it. If a guy go to a club and some pussy tonight, he got to work and try to figure out who's going to be the easy prey tonight, you know?
Yeah.
And you know what's so crazy?
I always say it's up to a woman.
We were talking about that earlier, and I really think that 9 times out of 10, the guys be on some fraudulent shit trying to get a girl. And I think that really needs to stop. I think if guys stop just trying to lie to get pussy, I think it won't be no more diseases. I believe that.
I think if females start cracking on the guys instead of the guys having to crack on the females, then it will definitely.
I'll crack
problems.
On a guy in a minute, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Siren,
let me introduce you to everybody, Persia. Persia, that's Key West. You know him.
Hello.
As Reno. Reno, that's Persia Sound, and that's Siren. She's an artist from Uptown, and Reno's from Uptown also.
What's going down?
Hello.
Hi.
Hey. Side note, did y'all see Dwayne Wade dunk on Kevin Garnett?
Ew. I like the dude. I saw that.
All right, I'm done.
Shout out to the fucking Celtics getting put to rest in the first round. That's what I need, man.
Yeah, it's one more game. No, actually two more games.
There's two more games, yeah. I need the Celtics done. They so old. I was waiting for them to get old in my life. But the Spurs are still cute, though. The Celtics really let go and they look like.
Yo, who cares about cute? We talking about basketball.
I don't even like them. And I've been in, like, the fucking Celtics from when they beat Sixers in 05, and they still got the same motherfuckers on the team. Like, we done changed our team up a couple times. Can we get some fresh shit open here, Mr. Celtics? Now they going to get traded. Watch. Watch them lose this first round. Niggas going to get traded off the
Celtics. Yeah, they did. They got the boy Nate Robinson.
Celtics need to fix it. I like Nate Robinson. I like that new player they got. But the old ones got to go. Redo them. Bye, Paul Pierce. I don't like you. Bitch.
You love Paul Pierce.
I like that. I like him as a player. Like, he's a good player, but I don't like him.
Didn't he get stabbed by Benzino?
Huh?
Didn't he get stabbed by Benzino?
I don't know if it was Benzino, but he did get stabbed up.
It was Benzino. I remember Benzino. He was a rapper. I liked him.
He owned the Source magazine.
He owns the Source?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
No, not the Source or Double XL. It was one of them. I think it was Double XL.
I like
know that. You learn something new every day.
Yeah, Benzino, I liked him. I remember Benzino. He was like real thorough, real fly.
His rhymes was whack.
His rhymes wasn't that good.
But he was fly.
He was fly.
Jim
Jones. That's all he was.
Yeah.
And got out. It wasn't even trying. You know what I mean? Like
the only reason why he can get out there is because he owned that magazine. So people were showing love. You know what I'm saying? Because they wanted five mics instead of two.
Hey, you gotta grease the palm. Hey.
Sometimes, yeah. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
I ain't mad at it. I grease the palm.
Ain't no wrong with
I ain't
that.
Sucking no
you
dick,
your
though.
Honest.
Yes, that's it.
I ain't sucking
green.
No dick, though.
I ain't doing no compromising shit. You want an extra cookie? You get a
cookie. Honest, you ain't choking.
No, I don't choke.
Fire, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, Persia, you missed it on Thursday.
Yeah.
It was crazy on the show. I got to put it on your page. You got to start listening. From an hour and a half in on it to the end of the show. It was phenomenal. It was crazy.
Yeah.
We got to block that out and do a best of one day. It's like sell it as a track. I think we could sell it as a CD. That shit was crazy. But
yeah, that joint was wild.
Thank you for everybody who tuned in tonight. Persia, you my heart, man. I need MP3s.
I know. They're coming.
Show you
I just had a lot of drama going on, too.
Speaking of MP3s, did you get mine?
I got them, but that's as soon as my computer went down and I couldn't upload it. That's why.
Hold on, why I ain't got no MP3s? Like, I got a radio show.
Oh, yeah, shout out to Online with Key West.
Yeah.
All right, well, send the email
to
so
Key
you
West.
Can get the MP3s.
And I begin to get text messages, Key West. I haven't forgotten about you. I just... When you come on, I'm either going or coming somewhere, so I can't even listen to the show.
I feel you. It'd be like that sometimes.
And thank you, Siren. Siren, where can we hear some of your music?
Well, my MySpace is down now, but I'm looking for studios. Like, I don't got no new tracks, and I'm not putting out none of the old tracks.
Holla at me.
Reno, yeah, they got the studio.
And
it was a female about to talk.
Sorry.
It's
the
thing.
What's
she rhyme? Does she rhyme or does she sing?
Oh, she rhymes.
Oh,
she rhymes. You sing too, Siren?
I'll do a hook or two. I can't give you a whole song. I mean, I could sing a hook.
I mean, can we hear some right now?
What, a song or
a little something.
Oh, then Persia, can you give us something, please?
Oh, yeah, I want that.
Persia.
Well, if she gonna sing, then I'ma just fit then. I'm not about to get killed.
Yeah, Persia is an entertainer. Your voices are so powerful. That joint is like a punch in the face and shit. Like, look the fuck at this. Like,
wow.
It is. I would say it's not aggressive like that, but I just had to aggressively explain it. What'd you say, Persian?
I said aggressively explain it, huh? I could be aggressive sometimes. It's just the stuff that I put out just wasn't like that. That's all.
Yeah. Nothing wrong.
Aggressive.
Hey, you could be aggressive.
Come get your tracks mastered, mix and mastered. Come get
tell
a
them
video
how to contact
for
you.
It.
Yes, tell me how to contact
you.
Know
what I'm
saying?
Just go on Facebook, search Buck Bandit TV, and you'll see everything. Or go to buckbanditvmagazine.yolasite.com. And
I got y'all. Guess what? I got y'all, ladies. I'm going to send y'all his information and the business number. Oh, you're right. Niggas is professional, though. I know these are some very professional ladies. You can hear it in yourself, like when we all talk.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing wrong with explaining how you are sexually. It doesn't have to mean that you're out there. You know what I mean? Like, in this day and age, everybody's
they're
having sex.
Fun.
Yeah, some people are more responsible about it than others, I would just say. Like,
I just don't want to hear, why you ain't do that with me?
Oh. That is so horrible.
Yes.
You really get a girl like me because my girl don't say that. She just come in there and do it with us, you know.
Oh, yeah?
Damn.
Anyway.
Y'all are crazy.
Persia was about
crazy.
To say.
I don't need to go no more overboard. I'm too crazy.
Let's get back to the singing.
I'm going to be singing every time, don't you?
Yes, because you know, if I had an MP3, that joint would be a repeat. I'd be like a whole show just listen to the song over and over again.
Oh, thanks, babe.
I like your YouTube too. I'll be on your YouTube. Be checking you out. Check out Persia's film. I gotta subscribe to it. I'll be listening. How do you forget to press subscribe sometimes? It's because you're captivating. You're very captivating. I like the show that you put on my the montage that you put on my page earlier today. She just straight came on with the whip, like I liked it. That's the horse whip though that you had.
That's the riding crop. That's what that is.
What is it called?
A riding crop.
Yeah, riding crop. Yeah, she was getting it in.
I like the way that sounds.
Say it one more time for him. Oh,
okay.
No problem. Well, could you give us a little something? And then definitely I want to hear from Siren again. He's a hot-ass spitter, crazy, crazy Siren. Fucks with you. And then is this to close out the show. For me, please. For me.
Okay. Only for you.
I feel special. Toe touch.
Okay. Do you... So, yeah, since it's a freaky show, I'm going to sing kind of a freaky song, okay?
Thank you. That's good. The boys are going to love that.
Hallelujah. Do you want to touch me here? Do you want to touch me there? Do you want to take advantage of my body? Fill me up and tie me down, leave me breathless on the ground. Your simple touch will be my salvation. I can be anything you ask of me. I will be the one who takes you higher. I will climb deep inside your mind, and baby, you can't deny what you desire.
Okay. Fuck out of here. I'm in good company. That's what the fuck I'm talking about.
Yes, I love it. Like, her voice is, like, jazzy and shit. Like,
ain't that shit awesome? Yo.
Yes.
She gets repeated. Like, I've been listening. I get caught up. I forgot to press subscribe. Then it's, I lost time. It's like, come on, Honest, you got to go. Oh, shit, I was watching YouTube. Ain't her voice crazy? Yeah. Y'all see why I was going crazy? See, y'all? I don't be digging for nothing. I was choking. I was like, Persia. No Lesbo. No Lesbo. I was choking on Persia. Smooth. Smooth. All right. Smooth.
Oh, man.
Move it out.
All you need is that and a little back rub. That's, yeah.
Yeah, right? That's, and that's the turn on. That's the turn on right there.
It's
yeah.
Over.
It's just fucking crazy.
Still in fans and all.
I
yeah, that's definitely the Do It To Him, Your Man song. What's the name of that song, though, Persia?
It's called Touch.
Touch?
Yeah, that was the. I was trying to go for the theme of the show, so, but that's a cover, though.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you be killing them, though. Fuck it. I like that. Have a joke. Something, something. I don't remember the lyrics. Oh, did I hear you? Yo, oh, my God. How am I? Yo, yeah, you be killing. I can't sing, but I try.
You got a little something. You just need to work on it. That's all.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. I'm going to work on it. But, yes, I really believe that, too. You just got to work. My girl, she's so positive. We're going to close out the show with Siren giving us a little something, something, something. Y'all know she's definitely a nice lyricist. I fucks with her.
She's going to
go down. She's going to come down to BTV and get that package done. Right.
I like her Facebook page. She got nice pictures.
Yeah, shout out to her Facebook page. Shout out to your Facebook page so people can check up on you, too.
Facebook is Facebook / Siren Ayana. SirenIyana. And you can just find me on Facebook because I live on Facebook. But
how was you on my page all that time and they tell me you was an artist?
Listen, I post videos up there all the time. What do you mean? I'm gonna say, hey, I'm very
narcissistic. I don't look at other people's posts.
He's lying. I was about to say he's lying. But just to show off that I'm in good company right here on Philly Shine, my girl Siren's about to give us a little treat before we say goodbye. Definitely join me Sunday, Mill Creek Tavern, Diamond Spotlight. Not a gem, a diamond.
Yeah. You join me Wednesday.
Not neutral. You ain't even did nothing to me. It's not neutral. Go ahead, Siren. Go in, baby.
All right. I said, when I spit on the track, damn, I love the melody. It sounds too good to be a rap. It's a rhapsody. I somersault through a beat. I'm a lyrical gymnast. I work out your mind. Call it lyrical fitness. When it comes to mixing up flows, yes, I'm a chemist. Sit back and pull out your books. You're my apprentice. Bring an entourage. You're going to need a few to witness. You'll remember me. It's in your notebook's imprint. Now look at it. It's in composition. You're going to need a frame. It looks so exquisite. Step some lyrics up, you're gonna need to flow harder. I can keep going, no battery, don't need a charger. Fully loaded, fuck clips in a revolver. I'm ready for battle, call me the female Sparta. Loving bubblegum raps, you gotta be kidding me. I'm an MC, I'm an endangered species. Yeah, that was the bubblegum. That was a little
That's
bit.
My girl.
That was
That's
a little
girl.
Bit.
Now,
a little bit.
This is, now, I was going to say somebody's name earlier, but I'm not, because I only wrote 116 for my haters, and I'm going to spit that, because this is supposed to be beef hour. But that's all I said to my haters. I was like, haters,
haters, I will not address. I talk over their head or treat them as a pest. Nothing's wrong with being different, but I be free of hypocrites and wisdom. Talking is useless, confused by my details. Words are secure, I'm a private female. What's to retell? You don't know me well. Just let the results of what I do tell that I'm getting mine. My position is always on the next line. I'm using any means to get by. It's more than meet the eye. I get these bitches out of my way and I get by. Now if y'all agreeing with me, say I. If you want to challenge against me, then try. I'm choosing to ride through any asshole that's in the way of me reaching my goals. So you don't want to play by the rules, that's cool, because I just turn the lights out. Fuck out of here, bitch. That's it. Close
okay.
out.
Yeah.
Close. Thank you, ladies.
I'm not angry.
I'm just aggressive. Like, am I supposed to be like, no, I really don't like you? I'm like, fuck you, bitch. Fuck.
Exactly.
I mean, like, and I bring it right back. And I bring it right back. Diversity. A woman can bring it right back. I'm like, fuck you, bitch. I love you, honey. Here's some chicken wings, sweetheart. Here, honey. Take a bath, son. Like, you gotta.
Chicken wings. Ha ha ha. I made some the other day.
Oh, you don't even share, Key West. Key West could cook, y'all. Yo, Key West.
For real, and I love Sunday.
Key West, yeah.
Who just said that? Who just said that?
Siren.
Know what you gotta do, girl.
I'm not doing.
Listen, cause I could cook my damn self too. So whatever you're selling, I'm not buying. For real.
Girl,
she said, just give it to
me. Yeah, I mean, you messed me up when you said I had a girl.
Everybody know it. Your girl been to fuck everybody else. Like, come on.
Yeah, she a little New York with it.
Shit ain't nothing wrong. As long as she ain't Southwest with it, like my crazy ass. I'm crazy. People tell me, you know what I mean? Like, you're supposed to just let a man go in the end of a relationship. That shows that you're a strong woman. But if you could strangle him after that, show that you're strong, too. I mean, that's all I'm saying. Like, something to think about. Something to think about. But thank you guys for joining in. Overtime was lovely. Much love to everybody who called in. Siren, you the shit. Persia, I love you. Key West, you the shit. BTV, BuckBanditMagazine.yola.com. Check up on it. It's crazy. XYDJ's doing big things. Diamond Spotlight this Sunday. And panties. Panties, we're giving away panties. June 6th, 6th in Philly. Diamond Spotlight, bringing Lou Ryder to Philly. Y'all know who Lou is. Lou, my boo. Coming to Philly. Skeet, skeet, skeet. Coming.
Oh,
thank you.
Am I going to see you Wednesday?
Yes, and Wednesday. Tell everybody what I'm doing Wednesday.
You tell everybody what you're doing Wednesday.
Wednesday I'm coming to be interviewed on BBTV. Samai Big Talk is going to be right there with me. Mr. Big Talk. We said we're going to coordinate. I think we're going to both wear blue or something like that. We're going to match it up. We got to coordinate.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Get to know us a little bit more closely. Definitely going ahead and join up on the site, showing it off. And thank you. Like, thanks again, everybody. Thanks for everybody who's listening online. Shout out to DJ One Love over there in Seattle. Big ups to DJ Mano, DJ Truth, DJ Pooji, CEO Hope. Shout out to Pacey at NSFOutreach.org. And we are building those kids up, and they're getting ready to really make a difference. Thank you, everybody. Peace.